Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Are you happy to be in church this morning? Please turn to your neighbor and say, "My neighbor." Everybody has a neighbor in this church. So please turn to your neighbor and say, "My neighbor." If you are white, you will be here this evening. And say, "My neighbor." If you miss this program, don't text me about your problems. Hello. Yeah. And me too, I'm saying it to all of you. If you miss tonight's service, nobody should text me. Lady Reverend, am I here? I beg you, don't text me. Ask your neighbor, "My neighbor, can you hear Lady Reverend?" Because tonight there will be healings, there will be deliverance, whatever miracle you are expecting. Oh, you should be standing and clapping, because we know that God will visit us this evening. Hallelujah. And please be seated. And I believe that this morning, the Lord is about to prepare us for whatever he has for us this morning and this evening. Hallelujah. And he has blessed us with one of his most anointed servants, a woman after God's own heart. Hallelujah. And she is coming to preach the word of God, the word that will help us to renew our mind so that we will not conform to the world. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, put your hands together, and let us welcome our shepherd and our prophetess. Yes, Joy Felipe Bruce.
Thank you for another day in your presence. As we gather, Lord, you know where each and every one of us is at. Speak a word to us, Lord, and may we be glad when we leave here better than when we came. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Wow. Well, it's good to be in church. Lady Pastor Joanne, we're very happy to have you with us again today. Amen. Wow. All right. We're going to be continuing on a number of things that we've been talking about. Are you there? Are you in the church? I want you to take your phone and text your friend and say, "Small change in weather. They are late to church. Small change. Just because it was a little cold this morning." Hallelujah. Hey, Mom. The devil must be having a field day. Christians, no spine at all. Anyway, It will not stop us from preaching the word of God this morning. Now, I just want to give a couple of announcements before we take off in the message. The first announcement is that at the end of this month, on the 31st of August, it's a Sunday, and we're going to be having sounds of joy all across town. Amen. This is another campus. The Amstead campus is another university right here in Kumasi. We actually have a branch there. Reverend Hope is the pastor, and we've been invited by the SRC to be there that night. Amen. So 31st of August, we're going to be there. By then, exams are just over. Just before you move down home, let's go and win some souls and come. Text, push your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Most of you, when you vacate, you are soul free till you return. Most of you. Church, cry. We don't even know if you go. Many of you don't go, cry. And when you go, cry, Charlie, I don't know. So we're going to win some souls before we go home. Is it a good idea? Oh, is it a good idea? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, if a chair is empty in front of you, just sit in it. I mean, it's looking good, but just to help latecomers to just slide in. And then just as Lady Reverend Humi said, tonight at 5, starting at 5:30, and the music is actually going to start at 5:30. Yeah, actually going to start at 5:30, and we will be, right here, expecting the Lord to do some miracles. Amen. Are you in the church? Nobody's going to call you. Nobody's going to advise you to come. Nobody's going to say anything. If you know what's good, if you have a brain that works, it's over to you. Yeah. Because as for needing God, we all need Him. Yeah. Are you there? Push your neighbor and say, neighbor, will you come? All right. So 5:30 exactly, we're taking off, and we will just have a good time in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Good. This morning, I'm continuing what I started preaching on last week, 7 Great Principles for a Great Change. 7 Great Principles for a Great Change. Tell your neighbor, it's about time you changed. It's about time. Yeah, it's about time you changed. This thing where Christians resemble unbelievers is not acceptable anymore. Are you there? Yeah, same type of behavior, same everything. I mean, nothing shows that you even believe in the Lord. It's not something that we should continue. Do you agree with me? Something must change. And if you're an honest person, there are areas of your life that you wish change, to have a change in. True or not true? And last week we started with principle number one. After you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you grow up spiritually. Hallelujah. Our scripture was 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, where Paul was lamenting to the Corinthians. He wanted to talk to them about spiritual things. Are you there? But the people were like children, babies in Christ. And we need to grow from there. Are you in the house? Yeah. And I was sharing with you how babies cry and complain all the time. Are you there? A lot of baby Christians have not yet arrived in church because I'm small, cold, can't pull yourself together, there's no backbone. Are you there? And then the children toss to and fro. Anything that anybody says can move you. And so we need to mature, get to the point where we are stronger, where we've been exercised to know the difference between good and evil. Hallelujah. Are you with me? And is your life changing? I mean, you need to be able to look back. You know, sometimes you cannot see the change on a day-to-day basis, but when you look back over a period of time, you can see that you have made some progress. It's like when you are growing physically, you actually do not feel the change in height. Do you? But one day you just wear your trousers and it's too short. It means the growing has been happening. One day you just turn around and something that used to fit doesn't fit anymore. Why? Because you've grown. Because you've grown. And that's how it should be spiritually, that we suddenly look back and we can see that, oh, nowadays, dear Charlie, some things are working. The struggle of a quiet time is no longer a struggle. Reading scripture is just something. I mean, living as a believer It's a simple thing. Am I talking to somebody in the house? So you should be able to look back. And even as you are here and the semester is gradually coming to a close, you should be able to look back and say that, oh, by the end of last academic year, this and that, but this year I can see a change. Then it's a sign to you that you're changing, you're growing. Hallelujah. But if there's no change, or worse still, you have retrogressed. Sometimes when you have a child who's 2 years old and a new baby comes, the two-year-old can bawl and retrogress. Such that a child who was eating, feeding him or herself before was, I can't feed myself. Or a child who has been weaned off diapers, suddenly peeing on himself again. It's like, Charlie, me too, I'm a baby, look after me. Hey, there are Christians like that in the church. You don't want us to go and pick somebody else. That's why we are still having to pick you up. Otherwise, you don't come. Please ask your neighbor, did you come yourself today? And if your neighbor says yes, tell your neighbor that you have done well. Please continue like that so that others can be picked. Then we had principle number two. After you're born again, a great change will come into your life if you will renew your mind with the word of God. And that's the song the choir was singing. Yeah. In Romans chapter 12, talking about the renewing of our minds. You know, the mind is a very, very, very powerful organ. You are actually how you think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And you will never grow more than your thinking. Hello? You'll never grow more than your thinking. People who are always thinking that their problems are somebody's fault, they never overcome the problem. Never, never, never. They are just like, I mean, that's it. They don't grow. They don't move ahead. Because somebody is responsible for your problems all the time. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, grow up. Grow up. And tell the neighbor on the other side, you are responsible for yourself. You are responsible for yourself. Yeah. For as long as you are crying that your father didn't this and your didn't that and didn't that, you move, oh, you will not move. And much as it may be true, a time comes in your life when you have to stop that and move on. Hello? Your mother didn't teach you to cook. No problem. You can use that but just for a short time. After a while, you yourself must rise up and see that, hey, if I don't get up and get some cooking skills, life will not treat me well. Are you there? And stop blaming somebody else. And this scripture, this point is saying that you need to renew your mind. You need to think differently. Are you in the house? Some of you, your thinking was that we serve God as a hobby. Or when you don't have anything else to do, then you use that time for God. I hope you have renewed your mind by now. Because that mind is a satanic mind. Yes, it's a satanic thinking that has been released into the house of God. And that's why people think that it's what you don't want that you give God. What you don't need that you give God. So when you are coming to church, it is the money that you look and then is left over, be something you don't need. That's what you are bringing to God. That's why you have been giving him an offering of 2 CDs ever since the beginning of the semester. I don't need 2 CDs. I can afford to give it away. I mean, you know, it's a satanic mind. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 is totally opposed to what you are thinking. Say, seek first the kingdom. Seek first. Seek first. But most of us, we have done seek last. When you have done all that there is to do, if there's some soppy time, some small time left over, let's go and give it to God. And God is just looking at you. Am I talking to some people in the house? Then in this, you will change your mind, that evil mind, you will change it. You will change it. You will change it. Here, we don't serve God as a spare time. We serve God as a full time. Our heart, our everything, what is left, we give it to the rest of things. Yes, because he says that when we do it, everything else is added. That's why you see that people like that are doing well. Seek first his kingdom. Are you in the house? Seek first his kingdom. Always. You are thinking about who you are going to marry. Seek first the kingdom. Yeah. Put kingdom first. If you put kingdom first, it will cancel half the people who are chasing you. If you put kingdom first, If you were thinking kingdom, there are people who you married, but if you were putting kingdom first, you would never have married the person you married. But because you packed kingdom, that's how come you are now married to somebody and you are all struggling to even be Christians. Are you there? Hey, Lady Pastor, please. I don't know whether I should say yes to Kojo or to Kwame. Apply the scripture. Apply it and see. Apply. When you apply, no, you will see the difference between the two guys. When you apply. Pastor, is it a queer or is it... Just apply the scripture. Just apply. As soon as you apply, 95% will fall out. 95. You'll be left with only some 5%. Are you there? You see, you are just looking at it like, I'm showing you how your mind must change. Should you take the job or not? Apply the scripture. Apply the scripture. Most of you, you are planning to use the ways of the world to choose your job. It is when you are using the ways of the world, who pays me the highest? Who gives me the highest? That's when you just go off course. Complete. Complete. Change your mind. Hey. The church is nicely quiet. Are you there? You were feeling so good. I'm just showing you how you need to renew your mind. Renew your mind. Amen. Renew your mind. There are so many things that are attached to how we think that it is even fearful. Yeah, it's even fearful. You can fail an exam just because of your mind. The mind that says that this subject is this, this lecture is that mind. Let me get out of this point before I get stuck today. No, it's true. If you applied your mind to the scripture, to the subject, and if you did what you should do, you might find that you are able to pass. But your mind has fixed you in a box. Has placed you in a box. Yeah. Poverty places you in a box. And you see the way poverty makes you think. It keeps you in that box. So you will make decisions that ensure that poverty continues. When a good opportunity is given to you, you won't even take it. Because one of the things about good opportunities is that the opportunity doesn't come shouting, I am a good opportunity, I am a good opportunity. There's nothing like that. It's when you pick it that you realize it was a good opportunity. But poverty clouds your mind, so you're not able to see. You're not able to see. Are you in the church? But you see, as you are subjecting yourself to some things, renew your mind with the word of God. Now today I'm going to give you two more principles. Principle number three is closely related to principle number two, but it's showing you one more dimension of how to get this word of God. And principle number three says, after you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you listen to a lot of preaching. If you listen to a lot of preaching, a great change will come into your life if you listen to a lot of preaching. Why? For two reasons. The first one is found in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you listen to a lot of preaching, what happens is that your faith begins to increase. Are you here? Your faith begins to increase. Many people, the only word of God that they hear is what is preached on Sunday for 45 minutes, and that is it. Tell anybody, it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough because throughout the rest of the week, so many things are beaming into our heads. So many things. True or not true? So if you have only those 45 minutes, you just get a little bit of faith, which is then diluted by a lot of other things that are happening. And so you need to make the conscious effort that you are going to listen to preaching. Many people do not think that what they listen to is important. And that is why you have left your FM on, or that is why you have certain kinds of songs playing. You don't realize that it's actually affecting you. A lot of people who are perpetually depressed are perpetually listening to things that make them depressed. But if you think about it, how does a graduate come out having graduated in a particular thing? They landed on this campus knowing nothing. And it is by the constant listening of something that they come out of at the other end as something. True or not true? Yeah. So even the ordinary thing, that's how it works. Listening to it. So when you begin to listen to something, you'll be amazed at how it begins to change you. And today I want to say to you that begin to be addicted to preaching. You're just looking for something to listen to. In this house, you can never fail to find something to listen to. Are you there? If you say that you're going to follow Bishop Dax preaching for a week, you won't be able to keep up. So many different sermons, different places, different times, different something. Always something. Always something. Yeah. Then there are so many other anointed pastors also within our house. Why am I talking about within our house? Because houses differ. Houses differ. Churches differ. For example, the Bible says that we are the body of Christ. It's the totality of us all that's the body of Christ. Now, if the church, if this church is a foot and you are listening to messages from a hand, it's not going to work. Because feet, we walk on the ground. Hand, we cut onions. Or you don't get the point. So, because people come and say, hey, but why are you saying that I should listen to the messages now? Simply because you don't know what other part, the other message. So it's not that it's wrong. But they are whatever they are, doing whatever their purpose is in the body. Yeah. Now here we are, we're a foot. What do we do with the feet? We walk with it. We kick ball with it. We dance with it. What again takes us from place to place? That's clearly a certain part. So the messages will be messages that help that foot to move. Are you there? Now you are mixing foot message, arm message, mouth message, ear message, hair message. I'm not really sure where you are going. So it's not that they are evil. They are not evil at all. But if you are really trying to go somewhere, I'm just recommending what I know to you. That's all I'm saying. Listen to it. You see, when you come in to do a certain subject, you will notice, for instance, that many subjects in the first year, they expose you to 1, 2, 3 different things. But as time goes, they begin to drop off a lot of this and then just channel you to a particular thing. There's a reason. Otherwise, you will not exit as you ought to be. I don't even know why I'm in that part of the message. Hallelujah. And I'm sharing with you, become addicted to the preaching. And also learn to have one particular message and listen to it. It is the way to be anointed. You listen to it until something, you can even preach it without notes. You see, you suddenly discover that something has entered into you and that you are different. Hallelujah. Am I talking to someone this morning? You are looking at me like I'm preaching something from somewhere else. So I'm saying that the first reason is because that's how faith comes. That's how faith comes. And this generation, I'm sorry to say that you are so faithless that it beats the mind. Yeah. Are you there? One of the reasons for your faithlessness is that you have food to eat. I'm very quiet. When you don't have food to eat, and you talk to God that I don't have food to eat, and you get food to eat, I promise you, you have faith. Your stomachs are full. That's why you are busy writing nonsense on social media. Hey, are you there? Yeah. Ask your neighbor, do you believe God? Then what are you crying about? What are you crying about? One exam that you have failed, you cannot, your whole faith is like, you are questioning, does God love me? Does God love me? One exam that you have failed. The Bible says, if you fail in the day of adversity, your strength is small. It is part of life that there are days of adversity. But what you do in that time is what shows us what you are. I don't come to church again because... What has church got to do? Your father says, when you were busy jumping walls and going to sleep in bed, what did your father say? Make you not bring yourself. Don't bring yourself here at all. Don't bring yourself at all. Don't bring yourself at all. Are you in the house? Yeah. So you need faith. Faith is our backbone. Faith is our currency in heaven. Yeah, I mean, nobody looks after me. My house, hey. Yeah, he's giving you faith. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? Amen. Give us Hebrews 11:1. Let me show you something. Hebrews 11:1 is a scripture you should know by this time. Faith is what? The substance of things hoped for. Faith is a substance. When you don't have the substance, you get nothing. Please bring a chair for me. You can just pick one chair. Just bring it. Okay. So this chair is made from a substance. The frame of the chair is what? It's metal. So metal was used to make the chair. Your faith is the substance. You ain't got faith, we are not making anything. When you're asking the Lord for something, where's your faith? Where is it? If you bring your faith, he will make for you what you want, what you need. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You are hoping for something. As you're sitting here and we are gradually drawing to exams, you're saying, I am hoping that I'm going to finish with a CWA in the first class, whatever. Where's your faith to hold it? If your faith can hold it, that's what the substance he will use to give you your CWA above 70. But when you come and you say, I would have had it about this subject. I have it, but nowadays, what you have done is to remove the substance from his hand. You know that you will fail. Me, I know I won't get it. Then you have already not got it, and don't blame him. Don't blame him. Then he says, it is the evidence of things not seen. As soon as you can see it, it's not faith. It's the evidence is your faith. It's the evidence of things not seen. Something that you see, do I need faith to say this is a chair? I can see it. So it is for what you can't see. And right now you can't see the marks that you are ending with. But if you have faith, you will put that substance in his hand to give you what you are looking for. Thank you. Amen. How do you get that faith? By listening to the word of God. How do you get that faith? From the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Am I talking to you this morning? Yeah. If your life is going to change, you need to get hold of faith. Are you there? Nowadays, so many things are floating in life. If you don't have faith, I don't know what you'll be standing on. Because some of you were standing on crypto. The way it's going, today is here, tomorrow is not there. Some of you were standing on Galamsey. Some of you were standing on the fact that your father is in the U.S. Some of you were, you see, all the things you were standing on are all movable things. The church has become very quiet. Yeah. My father is in the U.S. So when I finish, I'm going to apply. Ole, you have no idea. Rather than having your faith in the fact that your father is over there, have faith in the fact that the will of God will be done in your life. That one, no matter the witch sitting behind the counter, if the visa is for you, it will be there for you. Or you're not understanding what I'm trying to share with you. Yeah, if you had faith, you would know that your life does not belong in the hands of any mortal. When I see Christians are shivering, they say, I will die. Who has the right to remove your life? Where is your faith? If my faith is in the living God, that nothing can happen to me that he doesn't know, that he has not seen. No, you can't come and tell me that. Satan is not in charge of my life. How dare he? Can I even come close? Hey, the church is very quiet though. I'm talking to you about faith. When you have faith, it changes lives. Amen. Are you there? When your faith is in what you have, it's not faith. Your faith should be in God. Are you there? Somebody is just watching me this morning. I have no idea who you are. But get some faith. Hallelujah. Now, the second thing, because we're talking about the fact that your life will change. Isn't that the point we are doing? When you listen to a lot of preaching. Now, the second thing that happens is this. The word is life. That's what the scripture says. The word is life. Let's look at two scriptures. In fact, the prophet was preaching about this at the Give Thyself Holy Conference. And then it was interesting that Benny Hinn came to preach about the same thing. But in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1, John was speaking and he said that that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which our eyes have seen. Now, it says, of the word of life. And Philippians 2 verse 16 says the same thing, holding forth the word of life. Hallelujah. So as you are exposing yourself to preaching, what is happening is that you are exposing yourself to the word of life. Amen. Many people are dying because there is no word of life in them. Am I speaking to somebody today? Yeah. Word of life. So you see that if you hold yourself closely to the word, as you are preaching, how many of you have heard a preaching and it has lifted you in a way by the end of the preaching? Yeah. Why? Because word of life is what is being preached. I hope you are getting it. Now, imagine that you are exposing yourself to this word of life day after day, day after day. What will happen? It will breathe life into you. It will breathe life into you. You see, you can be just 26 years old and you are already like a dead person. You have no hope. You have no. You are just there. Are you in the house? Sometimes with the way life can treat you, if you leave life to itself, it will handle you in such a way that you won't have life. You are just there. Just like that. You don't even dare to hope. You don't even dare, you know. Am I talking to somebody? And what I'm saying to you, that the way out of that is the word of life. It is a word that is spoken into you that gives you life. Am I talking to somebody this morning? You can get a diagnosis from a doctor. It will bring death. I remember a guy who I knew who was diagnosed with hepatitis. He was dead within 2 weeks. Yeah. Even before treatment could even really take off. He was so afraid of the diagnosis that he died in 2 weeks. And I believe that if he had not known, he would have been alive. But fear, it had so entered him because he had heard a word of death. And when a word of death is coming, you need word of life, which brings life. Preaching brings life. Am I speaking to somebody today? Preaching brings life into your life. You see, many of the bad things that happen around are just life happening. Just life happening. But it is the, what should I say? The word of God that brings life into you. So then the word of God says you will live and not die. It's a word. It's a word that has brought life. I hope you are following me so far. Yeah. And it's very important. Very, very, very important. A lot of people who are despondent in life is because there's no word of God in their lives. So you don't have anything to turn to. And you need to turn to the word of God in time, because when the trouble has come, it's very difficult to now be looking for the scriptures. All of you who pray and you don't use scriptures, yeah, you're not helping yourself. You're not helping yourself at all. One of the A1 ways to having your prayer answers is to use scripture. Stand on a scripture. Am I speaking to somebody today? Hey. Charlie, the church is very quiet. I'm just even wondering. The word of life. So you see that even in difficult circumstances, you see that people who know the word, they are not finished. Ask your neighbor, preaching, you know how? Have you been listening to any preaching? Some of you, if I come and I open your social media, so nonsense. So nonsense. It's time to change it, oh. It's time to change it. Please ask your neighbor, if we open your social media right now, what will we see? What will we see? What will we see there? See. Tell your neighbor the last preaching message you listened to. Not what I'm preaching here on the stage. I said, what the last message you listened to, what was it? You see, and that is why when you come to church, one of the battles you will fight, the devil fights with you. When you come to church and you are on your phone, that's the devil fighting with you. Yeah, direct fight, so that you will not hear the word of life that is for you. When you come to church and he's fanning you to sleep, it is to ensure that the word of life does not enter you. The thing that will give you life, the thing that will help you, is to make sure that you will not hear it. Because he knows that the word of God, there's a power in the word. Maybe you didn't know. There's power in the word. Are you here? So he wants to make sure that you will not hear it. And you are also cooperating with him. When you come to church, I mean, everybody has the day that, oh, they are late, you know, just because of circumstance. But when you come to church regularly in the middle of the word, it ensures that you never get a full message. It's just ensuring. Well, I shouldn't say it. Allow me to say it. You see, you will notice that whether you come or not, the preaching is going to continue. So it's not because I need you here before I preach. This evening when we come, we are starting 5:30. When I am out here, whether you are here, whether you are not here, what I have to do, I'll do it. And that's it. But just to let you know, you see. So the enemy fights us in different ways. You are able to get to a lecture at 7:30 a.m., but you cannot get to church. Those other words will make an engineer out of you, but the word that will give you life, that's the one he's fighting. Yeah. That's why you don't have any hope. That's why you're without hope in this world. There is a word called the word of life. Are you there? Many times when disaster has created something, it's a word of life you find that you hold that will bring you out. But then here you are. You don't do quiet time, so you don't know where. You don't. When you come to church, your mind is on other things. So still, non-scoring. Yeah. When we say go to Bacenta, you don't go. And one of the reasons why we say go to the Bacenta is because the question you cannot ask here, you may be able to ask it there. The scripture that you don't know here, over there we are learning scriptures. So gradually over time, you'll get scriptures. One of the things you don't know is that when the enemy comes in, you must have a scripture. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus went, he was faced. You see, some of you are like, oh, I pray. And because I pray, I know that God is. I want to assure you. Listen, when Jesus prayed, what he met was the devil after. That's what he met. And when he met him, he didn't go back to pray, because there are some circumstances when you meet the devil, it's not now that prayer is going to help you. It is a word of life. And you see that each time Jesus quoted a word, it is written, it is written, it is written. It delivered him. There are even times when you are listening to a preaching and it is something in the preaching that keeps on playing to get you out of the circumstance. Am I talking to somebody today? Yeah. I want you to tell your neighbor that, listen, the word of God, we just need it. We just need it. Yeah, we just need it. We just need it. We need it. When you are in a bad place, it is the word that jumps into you that will help you. Yeah. When something is happening, it is the word. Am I talking to somebody? Many years ago, I was a very young Christian at the time. I didn't know a lot of scriptures. But I knew Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And he says that be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. And the peace of God that passes understanding, all understanding, fill your hearts and minds in unity with Christ Jesus. Are you here? It was a scripture. Something had happened in my home, and somebody was missing. And this was around the time when in Ghana the tension was a lot, because there was a curfew. And if you are walking around in the during the curfew, and you are found, we are not sure we'll even see you again. And we couldn't find the person. Are you here? Hey! So the tension in the house was not easy. And my parents were worried. And I came to them, I said, I had been born again just a few months before. And I came, and I shared the scripture with my parents. And I shared that this is what the Bible says. I remember my mother asking me again, she said, give me the place where it is. Because I knew she would go and refer to it in her room. Then we prayed and we went to try and sleep. We had not even succeeded in sleeping when we heard the sound of a pin squad. A pin squad is a military vehicle which at that time could spell your doom or your freedom. It could, depending on when you find, it could help you or hinder you. And the pin squad came to stop right in front of our house, which didn't have a gate. And we wondered, is it good news or bad news? Our missing person had been found, and they had put the person in the car and driven the person all the way home and brought the person. But you see, before the person even came, the word of God had ministered peace to us. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? It had ministered from the word. From the word. Because if we didn't have a word, then I don't know what we would have done that night. You don't have a word, you will now exit your house during curfew and go that you are going to look for your person. I feel crying, I said, no, it will even spoil. Now we have two people to be worried about. Are you in the church? Principle number four. After you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you change your friends. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. I prefer it in the NIV. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Are you here? Who are your friends? There are even some friends in church who are bad company. Yes, I know they are members of the church, yes. But they don't read the scriptures. They don't come to church regularly. They don't pray. They don't attend any prayer meeting. They don't do any. They don't look. They don't behave like Christians. And those are your friends. You will not amount to much. You let me know. I'm not addressing your friend who is outside of church, who you should have had by the wisdom of God enough sense to know that they shouldn't be your friends by now. Bad company. You want to be a child of God, a serious child of God? What are you doing walking around with a phlegmatic, lukewarm, disorganized, disoriented, demon-filled Christian? What are you doing walking around with such a person? You thought I was going to talk about unbelievers. Oh, please. If you have not moved from there, I don't know. I don't have anything to say. I don't have anything to say. Your friends are the kind. Are you in the church? Mm-hmm. You have friends. When it's time to fast, they say, I'm not fasting. Even when all of us are fasting, it's not simple. What is the likelihood that you complete your fast with such a friend as your close friend? What even irks me is when people say, hey, I don't know, but yeah, she has not done me anything. He has not done me anything. You know, you, something's wrong with you up here. You are trying to look for a change in your life. How can you have a change when you are continuing with the same friends? If you are really serious about God, take a look at your friends. Just take a look. And it is, you see, it's a decision you make. It's a decision. Yeah. Yeah. The church is very quiet. If you stay with your old friends, you will not change. Some of you, when you go home, you go back to your area boys and area girls. That's why every time campus reopens, you are backsliding before you come back. But you see, if I go and I don't mind them, they'll say I've come on top. Why does their opinion matter? Why does it not rather matter to you what God thinks? Why does it not matter? Do you really want to change? Really, really? Even in Christian, how far do you want to go with God? How far? How far do you want to go with God? That should determine your friends. Yeah. When I gave my life to Christ, I belonged to a certain group of people. A certain group. Tell me, a certain group. And I realized that if I don't tell these people the truth, I have no chance of remaining a Christian. No chance. A type of friend. Because if you see me today, you won't know the type of friends I had here. Yeah, but it was a type. Are you there? So, I was coming back to campus for national service. And many of them were final year or national service also. As soon as you enter my room, I will inform you, things are not as they used to be. I have given my life to Jesus. That was enough to drive a good percentage of them away. So, at least, I succeeded in being a Christian. And I began to make friends among the Christian community. Are you there? Yes. After a while, I realized that even in the Christian community, there are differences in people. If you want to be a serious Christian, you need to have a friend who is a serious Christian. If the friend is like a this, like a that, when it's time to go, they are watching movies, you will not go. You will not go. So I surrounded myself with friends who were serious about being Christians. Then I traveled to go and do further studies. And when I traveled again, I was exposed to another group of friends. I quickly realized that the Africans that had come with me to the place, most of them were not Christians. So I said, I know you not. We're in the class, we shall be smiling, but after class, we ain't got dealings. And I began to go to church. And in the church, I realized that, like this church, there are different groups of Christians. And there were two women I took note of. Every time I saw those women, they had a scripture to share. Yes. A couple of times, I was invited to their home, or we went for a church meeting in their home or something, and I discovered that their Bible was always, they were two separate women, different houses, but their Bible was always open with a pen in it and a book. This is somebody who does the quiet time right here. And I said, these two women, they will be my friends. These two women. Yeah. If I'm a pastor today, those two women were a very major part of the reason. Because I saw women who lived the scripture, who read the scripture, who studied the scripture. Then there was another lady who was an older woman, and she and her husband owned a cafeteria. And they were also in our church. Her husband was one of the pastors. And I noticed that whenever this woman was working, she had said to herself, in fact, she shared it with me eventually, that the Bible says you should pray without ceasing. And even as she's making somebody's sandwich and making somebody's croissant, she's praying, mandala. If you come and visit me today and you are sitting down and you see that I'm praying all the time, it is from that woman, that friend of mine. I saw it. I said, I also want to pray all the time. You be there and be with friends who are always on TikTok and friends who are always... continue and let us continue to the end of life and let us see who has made a better choice. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Years later, as I returned home, when you come back home, all your old friends are still there. Yeah, once again, it was time to choose who my friends will be. To choose. I'm in my 60s. I have very few friends in my 60s. Very few. Because most of the people I found who like God were younger than me. Said, no problem. We can flow. We can flow. Lady Rev will come and visit me. In those days, were you even a pastor yet? I think you were a lady pastor. When she comes, she'll come and meet me. I'm sitting in my room. I'm praying. Makaya, mo. She'll just sit down on the floor. We continue. Makaya, kubaba, shimato. And right there, the Holy Spirit will visit us. Oh, we had times in the presence. Have you seen that you're quiet? You are with your friends. You can only gossip about what the last guy said or what the last girl did. Are you serious about God this morning? Are you serious about wanting a change in your life? Today I'm asking you who your friends are. Ask your friends, and so are you. You say, oh, it's true that my friends, they are a little loose and they are a little ashawa. I'm not. It's just a matter of time. Already in your head, you are an ashawa. It's just a little bit of time. Oh, yeah. I don't have any dealings with unspiritual people. No. You see, the church is very quiet. At all. I don't have any dealings with unspiritual. You can even have the pastor, the pastor title. You still not be my, because it is not by title. Not by title. When we come to your house, to your room, what do we see? Ask your neighbor, what will I see in your house when I come? Yeah. I like the young people who come and then they are talking to you and they will say, oh, the other day I was just listening to this camp and prophet said this. I know that I'm listening to somebody. I want to hear what you got to say. Now my waist is a little bigger than it used to be. And so what? And so, ask your neighbor, how does it help? All your conversation is about what? Hair, wigs, what? Your average. Tell your neighbor, listen, we are serious here. Your friends used to smoke weed and you have not broken away. Let me tell you something. Hold on. Don't be fooled, though. There are some of you, oh, they were my friends. I'm going to convert them. They will get you first. They'll get you first. Get out of there and leave them for somebody else and go and get other, go and do some other work. Yeah, because that was your weak point. Your weak point is your weak point. Am I talking to somebody? Your weak point, yeah. You don't play with your weak point. You don't play with it. You don't play with it. Am I talking to Christians in the house or I'm talking to unbelievers? Yeah. You say, oh, I was trying to convert them. The guy, I was just trying to convert. No, it's not that you're trying to convert them. You are attracted to him. And the physical attraction is talking and you don't want to let go. You will be eaten. Like how a wolf eats a sheep. You will be chewed. If you lie to everybody on this earth, don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Are you in the house? Change your friends. Change your friends. Yeah. Change your friends. Hey, the church is very quiet, oh. You spend all your money betting. Change your friends. Change your friends. Change your friends. You spend all your money on your hair. Change your friends. Change your friends. You spend all your money on the latest phone. Change your friends. Hello? I'm looking for some young people who are going to say that. We are crazy for the Lord. We are dedicated to God. The Bible is our breakfast. We believe the word. We are men and women of faith, and we have no apologies. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. We are not ashamed of our salvation. We will not bow our head down because we are born again. We are standing for God. This is our stand for the Lord, and we will not move it from there. When you find such people, attach yourself. Yeah, attach yourself. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Attach yourself. Oh yeah. Me, I like preaching at crusades. I don't like doing door to door. Are you there? So I put myself in the middle of people who like door to door. That's one. My son is the other. When I'm going to do door to door, I'm with the two of them. And we are doing. Oh yeah. You'll be there having friends who say, it's our door to door. We don't like, we'll not do. Hey! This outreach, I won't go. The reason you are not going for outreach is that you have not added yourself to somebody who likes outreach and is good at it. I mean, that's why I'm sharing with you my secret. Yeah. If I have to go on an outreach, Lady Rev, when are we going? Or my second son, Pastor Sean, when are we going? All my children are very wild at one-on-one. The church is very quiet. Are you there? I will attach myself to them because it will help my weak point. As for crusade, I don't know. For some reason, I like it. I know other people who don't like it at all. And they attach themselves to people like, but crusade, I really like it. But one-on-one, I say, Lord, but I will do because I have a friend. Yeah, I have a friend. Ask your neighbor, who is your friend? Who is your friend? Somebody, I believe you should be taking your phone to text a certain friend and say, I divorce you from friendship today. Yeah. And tell the person, you have not done anything to me. It's for my own sake. It's for my own sake. I want the kind of friends who will play the game, I quote, you quote. You see, you're just looking at me. You don't know I quote, you quote. Uh-huh. Do you know the game, I quote, you quote? I quote a scripture, you quote. I quote, you quote. And the winner is the one who does it. Yeah, at a point it will finish. This instrumentalist cry. I almost asked them a question that. Whether they play I quote, you quote, or it's only instruments that. If that is to tell them after playing the instrument, I don't know you. I have other friends. Yeah. Because those are the people who make you rise up and do better. Are you in the house? The friend who will come and say, Chale, I'm going on some 3-day fast. Join me, let's go. Wow. Please, ask your neighbor, who is your friend? Who is your friend? Who is your friend? I hope somebody, you've taken your phone and you've told your neighbor that your friend, that Chale, today they have divorced you from friendship. Dancing stars, I don't know if any of you are spiritual people or I don't know who you are. Whether it is only, are you proper Christians or you are something? If we join you, will we become more spiritual or less spiritual? Yo. Film stars, if we join you, will we be more spiritual or less spiritual? Yeah. As same way, this matter. May the Lord help us. We are changing our friends. I want you to stand to your feet this morning. Stand to your feet. Just bow down your head and start talking to the Lord. Some of you must make a decision that you're going to change. You're going to listen to preaching. Some of you come every Sunday when there's only 20 minutes of preaching left. The reason is that you don't like the word of God. You need to talk to God about it. You cannot go far. You can't go anywhere without the word of God. Better admit to the Lord that, Lord, the reason I come that late is because really and truly I don't like the scriptures. I don't like the word. Help me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Because if you don't like the scriptures, you have no faith. If you don't like the scriptures, you will not change. But we have a reason. We need to change. We need to change. Talk to the Lord for a few minutes. Open your mouth and pray and stop praying those mouse-like prayers. Open your mouth and pray. We are Christians in the house of God. Lift up your voice and pray this morning. Lift up your mouth and pray. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and pray this morning. Grandola vosi mataya baba, mandola vosi andala mashandala baba, makataya andala baba, kia andala baba, reba sandala baba la baba la baba. Lift your voice and pray. Ask the Lord to help you to fall in love with the word of God.
Oh yes, Lord.
Fall in love with the word. You cannot say you love Jesus and you don't love the word of God, because Jesus is the word. Talk to the Lord. Lord, change my life. Change my mind. Help me to fall in love with it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And then you want to talk to the Lord about your friends. You want to say, Lord, I need to change my friends. I need to change my friend. Grant me the grace.
Yes.
Show me other friends.
Yes,
spiritual friends.
Oh, yes.
Help me to move up in the things of the Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
Change our friends. To change the bad company. Lord, help us.
Praying for yourself that you will not be ashamed of the gospel. Sing it again. We are not ashamed. Our confession this morning.
We are not ashamed
of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Oh, for it has everlasting life.
We have everlasting
life. Father, we just ask you for grace. Let us be lovers of your word. Help us to listen to preaching all the time in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
May our lives be changed. I pray for everyone here who has to change their friends. I pray for the grace to do so. The grace to change their friends. And have friends who motivate them to pray. Friends who cause them to love the word. Friends who cause them to love you.
Yes, Lord.
Friends who cause them to come to church. Thank you, Lord, because you have heard us. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says amen and amen.
Amen.
And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here, you have not yet given your life to Jesus. That's what you need to do in order to be born again. If you want to have any relationship with God, for the word of God to even make sense to you, you need to give your life to Jesus. And he was the one who taught us that except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You are here this morning, you are saying, but I want to enter that kingdom. Then you must be born again. And you want to be born again, just lift up your right hand and we're going to pray together. Just lift it up, we're going to pray together. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You have your right hand lifted up. God bless you. We're going to pray. God bless you. God bless you now. I'm seeing hands all over the room. I want you to just come. Come to me. Let's pray together. Let the pastors, let the ushers help you. Just come to me. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. I saw more hands up. Your hands are up. Just come to me this morning. We are not ashamed of the gospel. You are also not ashamed. Just come. You want to just be born again. God bless you. God bless you as you come. Just walk up to me this morning. God bless you as you come. We're going to pray together. You are praying to be born again. And the Lord, once you're born again, you know your salvation is assured. God bless you. Just come, just come. Your heart is beating very fast. It's just the Lord saying something to you. Come, he's showing you that all is not well between the two of you. So just come. Just step forth. Come. We're going to pray. Come to me this morning. Thank you. If you're standing in front, you want to pray this prayer. And as you pray, make it your own. And for those of us in the congregation, just support us as we pray. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you that I'm born again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASI. God richly bless you.